Hey there, people. It's Zillafag, MFR number 66. I'm just a homosexual here in Columbus, Ohio, just doing his podcast for the heck of it. You know, I guess that's it. I still haven't came up with my thing that I want to talk about. I'd like to thank all my listeners, and I want to start off the show kind of making a clarification, not kind of, definitely making a clarification on my MFR number 64, The Roommate Show. And I'd like to thank my roommate. It was a great show. I loved it. But there was a point where I was talking about the Crappy Christian Show. And Neil and Luria, I love you guys to death. And I made it sound like I was talking about them, that they said that the, you know, two gay guys couldn't live together without having sex. But actually it was a preacher who was saying that, who brought up kind of that point, that I thought it was kind of funny, really, in a way. But I went back and was listening to the post and everything, and I was like, oh my gosh, it made it look like I was talking about the Crappy Christian said that. And that's not them. That's not what their show is about or anything. And I totally, totally apologize. You know, I mean, anytime I especially when I say something on one of my shows that is making one of my listeners look bad, I mean, God, what a retard I am. So I'm so sorry. And that was not them that said that at all. That's not there. They're just all about loving people and not judging them. And they're just so totally cool. There's my roommate babbling in the background. So I'm so sorry. I just didn't really say the right things. I mean, it sounded the wrong way. And it will probably happen again. It will probably happen again, unfortunately. Hey, dogs.
The horror's done.
Oh, no, not this. I got to stop that. You don't want to know. You just don't want to know. Where was I going now?
Supposed to be at work now?
No, shut the fuck up. He keeps going in. Try and do my damn show. I'm trying to do my show ahead of time before I even go to work, or at least start it out. But also with the Crappy Christians, you need to check out Geek Brief TV. You can find it. It's the latest time I saw in technology and podcast. It was number 11. It was 96 for podcast overall. Yes, overall. And that's the Crappy Christians, really. But it's their tech show they're doing. Do I have something on fire? Yes, okay, great. I'm trying to burn down my lovely studio while I'm doing my show. That's always a good idea. But Geek Brief TV, check it out. Give them a review on iTunes. Vote for them at Podcast Alley. And it's a great little vidcast with tech items in it and, you know, different stuff every show. So make sure you check that out or I'll kick all your asses, okay, motherfuckers? and I also like that I noticed, too, that they were not my one show, well, let's just call it FOF, was not in the top 100 of podcasts. But that was just when I checked. Who knows? Apple iTunes changes shit all the time. In fact, some crazy stuff happened this morning when I checked. I was number 12 for Zillacast in audio blogs. And I've been down like in the 50s. The best I was 18, but then all of a sudden, just overnight, it popped up to 12. Totally crazy. I just don't know why. I loved my show. Didn't you love that show with me and pizza? Did you listen to it? Well, if not, you got to backtrack and listen to that show with me and pizza, babe. And we are all members of me and pizza, of the Rainbow Pod Squad. Yes, yes, Rainbow Pod Squad. 10 different people all getting together, one RSS feed, rainbowpodsquad.com. We got me, Menstrual Mondays, you know, the Zillacast, Menstrual Mondays, Higher Things Radio, Pizza Babe, Queer Espresso, Pillow Talk, Podcast Eek, Viva La Horror Show, Bay State Radio, Bad Weed San Francisco, All Twinked Up, Deep Fabulosity, Podcast Eek, It's My Life, on and on. There's a new music show, and shit is changing all the time. We got Corky Maniola in Uganda. I mean, we kick ass, motherfuckers. Got it all. Got it all. I got to play a new commercial for you. Sometimes products that I come up with are just revolutionary to change your world. Listen to my new product. Buy it now. It's an important thing to help the world. This entire motherfucking world. Check it out.
Coma. The new drug by Zillafag Pharmaceuticals now has a new Vice President Dick Cheney coma pill. Inspired by his ability not to be able to shoot a gun and kill people he wants to get rid of, the coma pill will take care of the problem for you without all that nasty bad media. Coma. It's not just for the terminally ill anymore. It's for people who can't shoot a gun worth a fuck.
Side effects include blindness, paralysis, infertility, unwanted hair growth, constant vaginal discharge, scrotum explosion, heart attack, and death.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was getting into the music there. Yeah, I know, the Dick Cheney thing's kind of fucking old, but, you know, damn it all, I had to come up with a new one. I just felt inspired. Inspired, yeah, what a fag I am. I get bottomed by pizza, now I'm inspired. Yeah, big queer faggot. Okay, here's my question. How many of you who have dogs find out and actually are of the male species, because believe it or not, that's what I am. I'm a male. But I'd like to know how many people, even if you don't have a dog, but if you're kind of by yourself and you're not really rough at just playing with the dog, give him some dog, some real good loving, really good loving and stuff. How many of you get a raging fucking hard-on? I mean, just a boing, you get a hard-on. Oh, I want to know. I know I'm not alone. I know I've heard another person talk about this. And I think I even have it on tape from back in the old radio gay cams day. So I want to know how many of you people get a raging hard-on when you're giving love to your dog. And I'm not into the thing that, hey, I'm not like rubbing myself up. I'm just petting the dog. And my dick just goes, bing, just like that. One of them hard, and you're like, okay, I'm giving the dog some love and everything. And then you get one of them hard-ons where you're just like, you got to touch it and grab it, and you're just like, I got to go whack off now. Hey, I mean, I like the Guar I'm in Love with My Dead Dog song, and I do have my dead dog on the shelf next to my bed. Of course, he's just all ashes, but I'm not sexually attracted to dogs. But I didn't want to know what that is. What is that response thing about? Doggone love hard-ons. I'll have to look it up. Look it up on the internet. Dog loving hard-ons. Wonder if they have a site like that. Well, I know they do. It's usually the females. I don't know if I haven't seen many male. Nah, I think I have seen a Yeah, maybe the guy sucking off the horse, but usually it's that chick sucking off the horse. That's special. Oh my gosh, people. Having sex with animals, come on. Even though I guess some of the times I've had sex, I acted like an animal. A wild animal fucking the hell out of someone. That can be good. That can be good. But a human having a sex with an animal, like a non-human, no. Ain't right. Ain't right. Ain't right, motherfuckers. I'm sorry. It just ain't right. It's not like that animal saying, yeah, hey, let's have sex. I'm telling you. Especially the sheep fuckers, you know, the sheep fuckers where they put the sheep's legs in their boots so it can't get away and fuck them. Yeah, you boot fucking sheep fuckers. Jesus. God. That's pretty sad. Pretty sad. Okay, yeah, I got a hard-on pet my dog, goddammit. I'd admit it. I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. I wonder if that's a song. Sure it is. Sure it is. God, well, I'm all just weird today. Hold on. Okay, I want to play a little piece that I did back in my radiogaycams.org days, the orging time. And this is what I was trying to do a show when they gave up on the RIA and ASCAP thing and we couldn't play the songs and everything like that. So I was just fucking around with Audacity back a zillion years ago. And so I was just doing a recording of my, it was all just my voice, really. And that's what I was calling it, sounds. I can't remember what the hell it was called. Yeah, you can see it. I think it's still posted on there at radiogaycams.org. But none of the shows, I don't think, are up. And this is just some of the crap I did back then. It's really stupid. I like the last 15 seconds of it. So listen for the last 15 seconds. I think it's only 51 seconds long. But this is some of the crap I did back then. Just sharing some of my past shit.
What are you doing, man? What's happening? I don't know what's happening. You tell me. I don't know what's happening. You tell me. I don't know. Man, you brought it up. I don't know why you brought it up. Hey, it's your thing in the first place. Why do you keep doing this? I don't know why you do this all this time. Hey, new guy, what you doing? What you doing on the couch there, huh? What are you doing there?
Oh, no, it's Godzilla. He's all over the place. He's on the wall. He's all over my house. He's everywhere. What is he doing here, huh? What's the deal with it? Why is Godzilla all over the place? Why is he all over my walls? Why is he everywhere that I can look and see?
Okay, let's make some up and down, 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 up and down. Up and down, up and down. What's that all about? I don't know. Why are you talking about this? It's going up and down. It's going up and down. What's going on?
Yeah.
It's going on. You know what it is. It's a beat. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening.
All the time.
Yes, it is. It is a beat. It is a beat. It keeps going on all the time. Yes, it is. At all times. It's going on all the time.
It is a beat. It is a beat.
It is the beat. It is the beat. I think beets and apples and pears. I don't know what the hell. I should have done like maybe an hour-long show of that shit and just fuck with people's mind. It would be like performance art. They'd love it. Freaks. See, but people would. There's people out there. Oh, my God. That was so great. Porn movie chair. That's like the headboard banging. Can you get Okay, well, pizza was getting hot there, I'm sure, except for that ending part. my squeaky chair. I got a squeaky chair. Kind of like the squeaky heel or wheels in my head that move around and round. Round. And round and okay. That's it. I'm coming up on the 14 minutes, so I'm getting near my 15 minutes. That's close enough. Good enough for you. You know, you get your little pieces, Zillafag, and I've gave little pieces out to people too, and they've gave me pieces back like crabs and scabies. Oh, thank you for sharing that, humans. That was nice of you. So, Zillafag, saying later, do a review if you got time. You got a thing over at iTunes, no matter what country you're in. do a review for Zilfag at iTunes. Do a review for Rainbow Pod Squad or any one of the other shows you love on Rainbow Pod Squad. They're all listed there. You can all find them. And vote for us on Podcast Alley. Send us email. You can send an email to anyone at rainbowpodsquad@gmail.com, or you can send it directly to me at zilfag@gmail.com. That's G-M-A-I-L, just in case if you want a Gmail account, you don't have one. Oh, I think it's open to everyone. See, it used to be invitation only. It was so exclusive. We were such fucking elitists back then. I don't know why the fuck. I was like, I wondered about that with podcasting. Everyone had Gmail. I'm, what the fuck's a Gmail? No fucking clue. So that's it. Talk to you motherfuckers later. I know there's something that I'm forgetting about that I wanted to do, and I can't remember what it is. So we'll do it next show. There's always tomorrow, goddammit. Bye, motherfuckers. Have a great whatever day it is. Wednesday. Later. Zilla fag. 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 He's coming to get you, Zilla fag. Fag. I'm coming.